Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to my show, Conversations with My Cat. I'm Claire Braddock, also known as Trust Claire, seventh generation Scottish psychic clairvoyant medium. However, tonight we're doing Conversations with My Cat. This is a show that I had broadcasted. Well, I've done everything 3 years ago, and then getting back into everything 3 years later, here we are. And Conversations with My Cat is a show that I used to run, like all the other shows that I'm putting back up. And people ask me all kinds of questions. People have questions. They ask me questions. What's going on planetary-wise? What's going on with my spirit guides? How can I increase my intuition, my psychic abilities? They'll say I'm empathic and I need to learn how to control it. Whatever. I get that all the time. So Conversations with My Cat is a way for me to try and all those questions lumped into one live podcast radio show. Why it's called Conversations with My Cat is because when I first started doing the radio shows many, many, many years ago, gosh, 2010, it's been like 6 years maybe, but Sequoia, which is the cat that you'll see in the picture on the show page here, anytime I got on the YouTube videos, radio shows, anything, she had to be right there meowing away constantly. As a matter of fact, just to give you a quick story, she is such a talker. She really is. She doesn't talk quite as much because I got my pit bull, Goober, now, and when he first came into the house, kind of freaked the hell out of her. But quite a few years ago now, I had a digital recorder. So I had my digital recorder, and I was trying to learn how to work it and everything, and the one unfortunate thing about that digital recorder, A, it's broken now, B, I just wanted something quick and easy, and I wanted to get something now, and so I went and bought it years back, and it did not have the capability to download whatever I had recorded on it onto my computer. But I figured, it doesn't matter, I'm going to use it for whatever, I don't even remember at the time. Might have been EVP, which is the point of this short story here. So when I had first bought it years back, I was doing testings, you know, and I was actually at the time wanting to record something with me and Sequoia, just get her talking and maybe play it, because I couldn't download it, but play it on one of my radio shows with this title. So I remember, and I have to say I remember because I can't play the live audio anymore since the digital recorder broke. But I remember I was playing with it, pushing record and talking to Sequoia, what do you have to say, and this and that, and doing all kinds of silly stuff. So then, after I just bought it, about a year after that, I was going back through my recordings. And I went back, and got to, like, the first one. I was like, well, what the heck is this? What, you know? So I'm sitting in one of my chairs in my living room back then, and I hit play, and it's me and Sequoia, of course. And the audio was me saying, well, Sequoia, what do you think? And she goes, meow, meow. She starts meowing and talking. I was like, oh, really? What? Anything else? Is there anything else you want to say? And then there was some silence when I'm listening to the recording. And all of a sudden, I hear a man's voice. And I had the digital recorder kind of near my left shoulder, near my ear. And all of a sudden, I jumped out of my chair because I heard a man's voice. And I swear I thought there was a man sitting, standing behind me at the time. And I had to get back into reality and realize that the man's voice was coming through on the digital recorder, on the recording I had. All those years had gone by, and that was like one of the very first recordings I had done, playing with the digital recorder, just testing it out. I apparently had never gone back to hear that full recording, to not even know until a year later that I had caught an EVP, electronic voice phenomenon. Yeah, I can never pronounce that PH word. I was going to say F word, but it's not an F word. Phenomenon. Is that how you say it? Caught an EVP. And it was a chant. The man that I had recorded, I had no idea who he was. It was very difficult to, in a sense, translate what he was saying. But I know it was a chant because he repeated the word three times and in different tones and different, you know, the way it had been said three times in a row. It sounded like all that, all bay, all fur. It was a very odd thing, and I have not to this day been able to figure it out, who it was or anything. That did happen in the previous house that I lived in prior to where I live now. In that house, my previous house prior to the one I live in now, oh, my gosh, so active, so active. Every time I would get on to record a YouTube video or Ustream Live, whatever, my smoke detector would beep in like a Morse code. So it wasn't a beeping. They weren't, the spirits in that house were not beeping the smoke detector. It wasn't a beeping like low battery or anything. It was just, I would be talking away, doing my thing, whether it's on the radio show or video or whatever, and my smoke detector would like talk back to me. And then the video camera would, every time it would start beeping, the smoke detector, my video camera would lose its focus on me and start focusing on something behind me down the hall as if it was following something down, walking down the hall, which is where the smoke detector was. So those were some crazy times over there. And now, what I want to talk about, I should pull up my chat, huh? Let's do that real quick. Since we are live, we might have people in the chat room. You never know. I can pay more attention to chat when I'm not doing live readings. There it goes. Okay, so now, lots to say, lots to talk about. We've been talking a lot lately about the planet ascension. Again, we need to be clear on when I use the word ascension, what my definition is. And my definition when I use it, ascension is the planet as a whole moving, progressing to a higher vibration and frequency. Okay, if anybody has the time, I really highly recommend on this Blog Talk Radio channel of mine, going to my home page on Blog Talk Radio and flipping through all of my shows until you find a show that I did with John Horneker. The program show is called Paranormal Paradigm. That is an excellent archive to listen to when it comes to our planet's ascension and, I couldn't even remember how many years ago it was that I had him on my show. But John Horneker is an actual walk-in, and I saw him live doing a lecture in Fort Collins back in 2006, and then I had him on my radio show to talk about our planet's ascension and the frequency and the vibration and how things are moving forward for our planet as a whole. And then if you also go to my show page here on Blog Talk Radio, the main show page, one of the, I can't think of what the word is, but one of the on-demand episodes that I have listed is more at the top, and then you'll see the recent one, is an interview with Kim Pentecost. And she's a colleague, friend of mine that I've known for years, since before I even moved to Montrose, which was 10 years ago. So she and I met in person in Fort Collins. She's an intuitive healer, and we knew each other and were friends and worked together way back when in Fort Collins. She's since moved to one of the Carolinas. I can't remember off the top of my head which one. I think it's South Carolina. I don't know. Anyways, had her on my radio show, and she talked a lot about walk-in, step-in, and all this stuff going on. So when I talk about the word, or use the word ascension, I am primarily speaking of what is going on with our planet as a whole, globally, to raise the frequency and vibration as our souls, every single soul on this planet Earth, as we move into a higher vibrating frequency at a, not just the soul level, but also into our, in our physical body. with those vibrations that come forward, we're going to experience, you could say, like physical reactions, physical stuff going on. As I've said before, and we mostly knew, we recently had new moon, full moon, lunar eclipse, solar eclipse with the full moon. We just had the spring equinox here in March. We just had Easter and the Christ energies affecting our planet. This also happens when we have solar flares. There is so much that happened just this month of March, where it just probably feels for a lot of people, including myself, I'm raising my hand, like, and more so for women, I guess you could explain this, like we've just been PMSing and having menstrual symptoms for like this whole month due to all these really intense energies. The energy, the star alignments, the energies that are just occurring at a global and planetary galactic level are just enormous, and it's all occurring for our planet to, using the word, ascend into the higher vibrating dimensions. Those being, and so on, dimensions. They're referred to as like 3D, three-dimensional, fourth dimension, fifth dimension. We'll always be in 3D, three-dimensional. Like your bed is always going to be three-dimensional. Your phone, three-dimensional. You know, that's 3D reality. But with the term 5D, 4D, all that, it's the vibration and frequency. John Hornacker, when I went to his lecture back in Fort Collins in 2006, he had explained it in a way that made a lot of sense, where if there was an instrument that could view the speed, the rate of cells and atoms and molecules and everything spinning, could view it, the spin, if we had that equipment, had that tool, you would be able to see that increase in the spin. Okay, so when we move into fifth dimension, which is connected to our heart chakra, the fifth chakra, everything's about heart, compassion, heart, throat, truth, fourth and fifth chakras there. When we move into those higher vibrating frequencies and how the rate of our of the spin of everything, everything still maintains its three dimension, but it's the molecules and everything are spinning faster. It's the way to explain it. So we're going to be getting headaches because we're downloading information. We're going to have physical body aches. It's going to be like flu-like symptoms. Information is being downloaded. I talk a lot about the word discernment, and discernment is very important so that you know, do I have the flu? Is something going around? Am I sick to my stomach and all these aches and pains are flu? Use discernment. Ask your guides, your individual trusted source, what's going on. Because if you are getting the answer, like many of us are, that it is ascension related, you need to let your guide, guardians, your angels, your ascended masters, your healers, all team members of your spiritual team to help lessen the pain, okay? Help lessen what's going on for you if it gets to be too much. Now, for me personally, when I get ringing in one or the other ear, and I'm usually a backwards person. So if I say something or if anyone tells you something, like I'm just throwing an example out there, how to read tarot cards, okay? Everybody's going to teach you different. Some people are going to say don't ever let a person touch your cards. Another person's going to say let whoever you're reading for touch the cards, shuffle the cards, yada, yada. It don't matter. It's going to be what you are most comfortable with. So when I go through my own personal stuff, learning, teaching, all that, I'm going to tell you that I sometimes run run stuff backwards. But so for me, left ear ringing means that I am receiving spiritual information. Right ear ringing tells me that there is somebody trying to contact me, like my son or my mom, or a friend is talking about me. Somebody's talking about me. You know, how you, oh, I must have been talking, you must have been hearing me talk about you because your ears were ringing, you know that saying. Well, for me specifically, it's right ear. Spiritual download and spiritual messages, my left ear. And along with that, anything that is going on with you in a physical sense, the right side of your body is the physical reality. The left side of your body is going to be your spiritual journey. Pay attention to that as well. That's normal. That's the average, okay? But like as I was saying as well, when I was doing, I used to be in a lot of, for me, they were like refresher courses because I was constantly learning, growing, and taking the same course over and over and over from Kim Pentecost again when the two of us lived in Fort Collins. I would join whatever classes she had going on, and she'd be like, but you already took that beginner's course. So I'd be like, yeah, I know, but I love it. I want to do it again. So my experience in taking such as her courses, she would tell us to do an exercise where we would be like clearing out our chakras, opening our third eye, doing healings, whatever. She would quote unquote teach it in a general way. But she even confirmed back to me that when I was doing the work, everything was running backwards. So my norm is a backwards, whatever you want to call it, my stuff's backwards. But that doesn't mean I'm backwards. That just means that's how I operate. Just like some people are naturally left-handed, some people are naturally right-handed. So the other thing I want to encourage people to do to help with all of these energies going on and to have a better determination and discernment on if what you're experiencing and going through is ascension symptoms or if it's something actually going on physically that you need to go to a doctor for whatever reason it is. Download, you can find it on Google Play, you can find them on the iTunes App Store. Download a Biorhythms app. They are amazing and incredible and really help out. I have quite a few on my phone. So it's called Biorhythms. Everybody has a biorhythm determined by your date of birth. You will go through physical cycles where your body is at its maximum, and then it goes through a cycle of so many days where your body then is at its lowest. And I'll tell you what, the past 2 days, the biorhythm for my physical body, intellectual, and emotional, and then there's spiritual, there's a whole list of all of them, and it depends on what app you have that will show you all of the different biorhythms. But for the past couple of days, my personal biorhythm for the physical, emotional, and intellectual has all been way below the line. I've been under like negative 100. So it's a really handy tool if you've got one of those that you can download onto your phone or onto your iPad or whatever you've got. Download a biorhythm so you can see what's going on with your personal biorhythm, what cycle you're in. So like I said, recently, past couple days, my body, my emotions, and my intellect have been at the bottom of the barrel. Plus, we've had all these March energies opening up the... There's, I guess a way to explain them would be that they're like the astrological energies to help our bodies raise the frequency of not only individually but as a planet and get our DNA strands all lined up and activated because that's what's happening here too. They said that we only had 2 active DNA strands. Well, that's not accurate anymore. Anymore, we've always had 12, but anymore, the 12 strands of DNA are becoming activated and they're in use. the DNA, which resembles when you look at the pictures of DNA, you know, whether it's a drawing or actual picture, the DNA is like a coil, similar to the way the ancients had pictures of our kundalini. So it is literally our kundalini. I'm looking at the time. We've got live stream just under 9 minutes here. So many, here's my story now. Many years ago, spirituality and our soul's ascension was primary. That was our primary focus for our entire life. If anybody does study on the ancient Egyptians, their whole civilization was all about spiritual growth, opening the third eye, ascending into a higher soul reality while maintaining life here on earth. Their healing centers, if someone was not feeling in balance, if they felt like their chakras were out of balance, or if they were not feeling well, whether it was a physical illness or an emotional imbalance or anything, they would go to the healing centers, which was, they would walk through this pathway where there was water on either side, and by their intuition, they would determine which direction to move forward on in this path. They had running water on either side, and they would follow a specific path based on their intuition, and then they would go into another separate room where the healer, the Egyptian healer, I don't know what they're called specifically, would have them lay down on a table, but the healer was up above on another floor of the room looking down on them, and there was no roof, and he would do his healing work. So from times past, primary purpose in life was our spirituality and our soul. Times have changed, obviously. And that's, my personal belief is that is part of, I mean, even when Jesus was, when biblical times, Jesus times, when Jesus was alive, that was still to a great extent happening, going on. I mean, Jesus went to the mystery schools, the Egyptian and the schools in Jesus's area. I really am not knowledgeable enough to be more specific than that off the top of my head. Mystery schools were primary. And that was one reason why Jesus got into so much trouble, because he went to the mystery schools and he went through all the processes, initiations. He went through the initiations to gain certain titles and everything. And he got into a lot of trouble because he was the one that brought to us saying, you shouldn't have to go through a special school and have special initiations to gain this knowledge. It should be available to everyone. But we know what ultimately came about because of him taking a stand and saying it doesn't have to be a mystery, a secret. We can all access it. So going back to our kundalini energy and the DNA strands being shut down, okay, how much time do I got? 5 minutes for live stream at least. So it got shut down. And my knowledge of what happened, and I may be clairvoyant and a seer, S-E-E-R, seer, and precognitive and all that stuff, but I don't have all the information. There's so many ways to get accurate information, truth, however you want to word it. But my information, what I've come to know is what I explained just now, but then also, because things were really, really good. I can't even tell how many years planet Earth has been in existence, but things were great. We were right on our timeline for the planet's ascension to be moving into fifth dimension, sixth dimension, because I think we're a total of a 9D planet, but that's our ultimate goal, is to get to the ninth dimension reality. Fifth and sixth is going to be amazing. Levitation, everybody will have the levitation, the telepathy, healing, visions, you know, it's going to be amazing. But so if you're familiar with Atlantis and Lemuria faltering and coming to their fall and end, well, other planets to go through this ascension process as well, and then they get to a point where they have to make a decision and a choice what direction to go, and other planets went the opposite direction, as unfortunate as it is, and they self-destructed, their whole planet destructed. So they would relocate the souls of that planet to other planets before the complete destruction of the planet. So in the relocation, this is just one of many stories, but in the relocation, there were souls being relocated here to planet Earth. I can't tell you how many years. Well, prior to us having to shut off our Kundalini and having to deactivate those 12 strands of ours, okay? So in the process of being relocated here, which was many miles away, of course, many, many miles, galactic miles, dragons refer to, because they loved planet Earth. Planet Earth was just beautiful, amazing. We were right on the track for ascension and growth and where our planet was headed. And on their travel here, what the dragons refer to as the Annihilator had invaded planet Earth, which is what brought the evil and, you know, all the bad stuff you see going on. So it got worse. But they dropped off, if you want to call it that, dropped off the souls from these other planets. And the reason we had to have our DNA, and I'm just recapping everything without all the details here because I know we're running out of live stream time. We had to, at a certain point then, when the Annihilator, which is just the word and the term and the name that the dragons refer to that entity as, when the Annihilator had come to planet Earth, that's when the decision was made. We need to turn off the Kundalini energy, the DNA strands, and so that we can protect our people of planet Earth. Okay? So that kind of did set us back. Fortunately, we were way, way, way freaking behind back in 2006 when I went to that lecture up in Fort Collins. Our planet was way behind in the schedule for ascension, but to my understanding, as of 2009 and then working further into 2012, we're back on track now and really picking up pace and accelerating here. As a matter of fact, so before we go off live stream air, not only are we on schedule and potentially ahead of our original blueprint schedule for planet Earth, there will be no world war. Oh, I hate it when that Blog Talk lady announces how many seconds I have left. There will be no World War III, okay? The elders, those on the Ascended Masters, elders, the Galactic Federation Committee for our planet Earth, they've all made it very clear. That's done, over with. We're not going to do a World War III. The Cabal, as some refer to it as, those that are on the opposite side of good, those on the opposite side of good, they have played their role well, but they are no longer in charge. We've learned our lesson. They're released. Okay, so we have collectively gained, if you want to word it that way, gained enough souls on planet Earth who are awake and aware, are ready to spiritually grow and ascend. We have enough to move us into the fifth dimension as a planetary whole, and with that comes no World War III. So that's a about that with my cats. And we will be going off air here shortly in just a few seconds. And I am not going, oh, that Blog Talk lady, when she warns me how many seconds, it startles me. We're not going to go into archives tonight because I have things that need to get done. Have a good night.